Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, December 2nd, 2020. COVID-19 Iowa Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Program, December 2020. The Iowa Finance Authority, IFA, has established the Iowa Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Program to assist Iowans who have been economically impacted by COVID-19 and may be facing housing hardships. The program includes rental assistance, rent payments assistance beginning April 1st, 2020 for up to 4 months, $3,200 maximum, and mortgage payment assistance. Mortgage payment assistance beginning April 1st, 2020 for up to 4 months, $3,600 maximum. An announcement was made by the IFA on August 24th, 2020, increasing the maximum from $3,000. Funding. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, provided the state with $1.250 billion for COVID-19-related expenses. Governor Reynolds has allocated $37.4 million of the federal funding to the program, including a $9 million allocation on October 22, 2020, and a $5 million allocation on November 18, 2020. The funds go directly to the landlord or mortgage provider. The program operates as long as funds are available and awards are made to the first applicants who are ready to proceed. As of November 30, 2020, the IFA has provided approximately $27.7 million to assist 11,733 renters and provided approximately $1.4 million to assist 533 homeowners. COVID-19 has inordinately affected the service industry and small business owners whose employees are more likely to rent than own. Eligibility. The general eligibility requirements are as follows. Current renter or homeowner. At risk of eviction or foreclosure due to documented COVID-19 related loss of income, either job loss or reduction in employment hours and or pay on or after March 17, 2020. Household income not exceeding 80% of the median family income, MFI, for the applicant's county of residence at the time of application. Can show pay stub or other appropriate documentation prior to and after loss of income. And can show latest mortgage statement for mortgage payment assistance only. Applicants whose household includes an adult member who received Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation, FPUC, program assistance, the $600 additional monthly Federal CARES Act stimulus unemployment benefit in one or more payments in June and or July 2020 are ineligible to receive rent or mortgage assistance in arrears, but may receive assistance beginning with the August 2020 payment. Legal assistance for those at risk of eviction or foreclosure is available from Iowa Legal Aid at no cost by phone at 800-332-0419 or online. The IFA's Housing Recovery Helpline can be reached by phone at 855-300-5885. The application deadline for the latest $9 million allocation to the program is December 4, 2020 at 5 p.m. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.